Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Joel Burks, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. It's Tuesday, February 17th. Now, we're taking a break from Romans this week to contemplate passages which call us to reflection and prayer, because tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and we'll gather together at 6 p.m. to begin the season of Lent. Today is also Thankful Tuesday, and we have lots to be thankful for, so be thinking of a person, a place, or a thing, or even an attribute of God that you're thankful for as we read God's Word together. Our first passage comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and then we're going to skip ahead to verse 16 and read a few more there. So if you have your Bible, let's read. Giving to the needy. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have your reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Skipping down to verse number 16 through 21. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. As I was reading through this passage, I was thinking about a time recently where all of us really want to be recognized for what we do. I think we all, especially when we do something honorable or something admirable. Recently, I got to work on a project where I was making some videos for a ministry partner of ours, and I really, we got to the end of this event, and they were giving all the thank yous out. They were saying, thank you to this person for doing that, thank you to this person for doing that, and I was kind of sitting there waiting on them to thank me, and it never came. And I'm reminded as I read this passage that sometimes there, not sometimes, all the time, there is a greater reward waiting for us in heaven. The end of this passage, right? Well, store up for yourself treasure. Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth where things can destroy and thieves can break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven. I was reminded that the motivation of why we do things really matters. If we're looking for a reward here, this passage says that we're going to have it here. But if we're doing things rather out of this motivation for love of God and to bring glory to God and to point people back to God, that we do have a reward. And it doesn't tell us what that reward is, but we do know that there is a reward that it cannot be destroyed or stolen that is waiting for us in heaven. We're going to turn now to the book of Psalm. This is chapter 38, and we will read verse 1 through 11. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stray far from me. This passage is a reminder to me that our sin has consequences. It has real-world consequences. It has some spiritual consequences that we feel this conviction. David is talking about how even his friends and companions avoid him. His neighbors stay far away from him. And during this week of Ash Wednesday, which is tomorrow, it's important for us to remember that our sin carries a real weight with it. But thanks be to God through the death and the resurrection of Christ that has been taken away from us, but it's still something that we grapple with. It's still something that we have to live with, the weight of that sin. And so today, wherever you are, I think that today on this Thankful Tuesday, we can be thankful for the fact that through Christ, our sins have been erased. They've been washed white as snow. And his resurrection, he rules over all things. So, if you will today, will you pray with me as we take time to consider the things that we're thankful for? Right now, wherever you are, I want you to start to dwell on those things that you're thankful for. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's some season in your life even that you're thankful for. Maybe it's an attribute of God, something that you have seen God do in your life. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you so much for all of the things that you have done for us. Father, we acknowledge that our sin comes at a cost. And the cost was the life of Jesus. But we are so thankful for his life and his death and his resurrection, for nailing our sin to the cross. Father, we are thankful for so many things in our lives. We're thankful for new precious babies. We're thankful for the lives of grandparents. We're thankful for church family. We're thankful for so many things. And today, help us to be mindful of those things. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.